From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Today, Black Friday. Tomorrow, Small Business Saturday. And even though it may feel like corporate America is taking over the mom-and-pop shops of the world, small businesses actually drive the economy. KUER's John Reed reports that's especially true here in Utah.
The U.S. economy is overwhelmingly made up of small businesses. Companies with less than 20 workers made up 89% of all companies in 2016. And in Utah, a full 99% of companies are small businesses and employ almost half of the total workforce. Economist Ray Keating says that's good news for the state because small businesses are often the ones that take care of big problems.
Study after study, the driving force behind innovation, job creation, go down the list. It's very much small entrepreneurial firms.
Like the Utah-born and bred Kuru Footwear, which makes shoes that help with foot pain. Brett Rasmussen started the company with his dad, and he says for small businesses like his, it's all about finding that niche.
We found that a lot of our customers will have tried shoes from some of these bigger companies. The shoes didn't solve their need, and then they discover Kuru, and then they become rabid, loyal fans.
That, he says, is the beauty of a small business. The next great thing that none of us sees coming, odds are it's going to be started by a little guy. John Reed, KUER News.
This time of year, food pantries are giving away turkeys, stuffing, and other holiday food staples. But despite low unemployment, charities say they're still seeing tons of people in need. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
The line was out the door at the Urban Indian Center in Salt Lake the day before Thanksgiving. Volunteers with Crossroads Urban Center handed out more than 3,000 turkeys and bags of food. Bill Tibbetts, Crossroads Associate Director, says there have been times that demand was higher, like a decade ago after the Great Recession. But he says it's not really getting better.
It's about rent. The average apartment here in Salt Lake County costs 50% more now than it did 5 or 6 years ago. And so there are a lot of people who have jobs, but their expenses have gone up.
In a statement, the Utah Food Bank said that despite low unemployment, 1 in 7 Utah kids don't know where their next meal is coming from. Meanwhile, lawmakers are considering raising the sales tax on food, which Tibbetts and other advocates for low-income Utahns oppose.
People who don't have $30 for a Thanksgiving meal are exactly the people who can't afford to pay the sales tax on food.
A food tax hike would come with grocery tax credits. But Tibbetts says for people who live paycheck to paycheck, a once-a-year tax break is often less valuable than cash in their pocket now. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
President Trump signed an executive order this week establishing a task force on missing and murdered indigenous people. The group will develop new ways for gathering data on the number of Native Americans who either disappear or become victims of homicide. In particular, indigenous women face some of the highest violence and sexual assault rates in the country. This task force would also look into the challenges in courts when it comes to investigating these crimes in Indian country. Leaders from the Navajo and Crow nations surrounded the president when he signed the order. One of those leaders was the Navajo vice president, Myron Leiser.
As the host people of the land, we feel that our prayers are being answered and First Nations prayers are powerful.
A U.S. Senate committee had also passed legislation aimed at addressing this issue. And the National Weather Service has the western two-thirds of Utah under a winter storm warning in effect now through Saturday morning. Across the state, we could see anywhere from 1 to 4 new inches of snow today, and it'll make roads rather slushy, especially here in northern Utah. You'll want to be extra careful on roadways, especially during periods of low visibility. Also, chains and all-wheel drive is required for vehicles in Parley's Canyon and Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.